This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Relief workers are making their way into North Korea to Yongchon, site of Thursday's railway explosion that witnesses say destroyed the rail station and surrounding area there. North Korea has for the first time officially admitted that a huge explosion even took place, and a senior North Korean official has counted 154 people dead and 1,300 injured. NPR's Rob Gifford is in the Chinese town of Dandong on the border with North Korea. Rob, thanks for being with us.
Morning, Scott.
And what's the latest news as you've been able to glean it there?
Well, apart from the numbers that you have just mentioned and the expectation that those numbers are going to rise, I think the main news today is that these foreign aid workers have been taken by the North Korean government up to Yongchon, where the accident took place. They've been taken, and I believe they have now returned to the capital. And this, I think, really shows the magnitude of the incident. The North Koreans are very, very secretive. They don't want to take foreigners outside Pyongyang. There are some aid workers based there, as well as diplomats. And it really shows how big this incident has been. The KCNA official news agency also put out a statement today, as you said. And that, too, was extremely frank. It said the situation is very, very serious.
Some eyewitness accounts are beginning to filter over the border, I gather.
That's right. One of the Red Cross people who went up to the site today has already called in to his colleague in Beijing, who has briefed reporters, and he said the site around the railroad station in Yongchon has been completely obliterated. He said that a school and many office buildings have been completely knocked down, over 120 buildings in all, and in the numbers of the casualties they've given, they've said at least half of the people who died were school children. Actually, I have had some contact with some people who've just come out of North Korea. There's a train coming out of Pyongyang to Beijing four times a week, and it just stopped this afternoon in Dandong, the town where I am. And I spoke with the Russian conductor on that train. He said exactly the same, that for 300 yards around the station, there was complete scene of destruction. Although, interestingly, the train was able to get through, so clearly this explosion took place on the sidings of the station.
Rob, you just, I guess we noted 12 miles from where this disaster accident took place. Are you seeing the signs one would think would accompany such a catastrophe of people coming, streaming back over the border, or aid workers going over from China into North Korea?
Well, amazingly not. It is incredible, actually, when you think that I'm 12 miles away from where this happened. I'm actually, as I'm speaking to you, I'm looking out at North Korea across 400 yards of the Yalu River here in front of me. But considering that China is North Korea's biggest ally, it's extraordinary that there has been so little cooperation, and that the four hospitals here in Dandong say they haven't received any North Korean casualties. And I think that just shows how sensitive North Korea is about any kind of outside help.
NPR's Rob Gifford, thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Scott.